The Senate's version of the budget fix made its way to a vote quickly with little debate. However, money for roads was a stickler for Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. He's concerned money will be borrowed from transportation and shifted to school aides. Fitzgerald says if the Democratic governor does that through veto, legislators should attempt to override.
So I hope this isn't our last day here on the floor of the Senate. I hope we are back here later on in May.
Even with the budget repair bill, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau reports the state still faces a long-term shortfall. The nonpartisan agency says the state's current rate of spending will lead to bigger deficit problems down the road. Republican Glenn Grothman was one of 16 senators who voted against the budget repair plan.
It's a disappointment. You know, I realize that going into election, a lot of what the goal apparently around here is to get more money for the spending constituencies. But hopefully when we come back in January and February, we can have the capability of saying no to somebody once.
However, Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker said the budget repair bill is a good one.
We protected transportation. We also have $18.6 million in here in child care, which is very important to working families. They have some place to take their kids when they go to work.
All but one Democrat voted for the bill. Senator Tim Carpenter joined Republicans in opposing it. Even some Democrats who voted for the budget bill criticized it for excluding a tax on hospitals and tapping into tobacco settlement funds. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.